every day since I've planted them, I talk to them, sing to them, look at them, touch them, make sure there's no stress. So no matter what crop you grow, you've got to nurture, just like kids.
I have noticed that there's two types of watermelons you've got as well here.
Yeah, there's two types, and you can't grow one without the other. So there is a pollinator, which is a seeded watermelon, and then there's the seedless, which is three quarters of your crop. And the bees come in, do their work, and cross-pollinate so that the customer, people get seedless watermelons, and that's the only way you don't get seeds. It's through bee pollination and using the Red Tigers, which is a fantastic seeded watermelon, and the Royal Amada, which is our seedless. And so you've got to have both.
What happens to the watermelons with the seeds in them?
At the moment, the watermelons with the seeds are being left on the ground because the consumer thinks that seeds are no good and that seedless watermelon is best. And unfortunately, we leave them on the ground, which equates to around about a quarter of our crop is being left on the ground now. And I got to say, they are the best melons. And the people who work for me would prefer to eat a seeded watermelon. But in retail world, people want seedless oranges, seedless mandarins, seedless grapes, and seedless watermelons.
So we've become so fussy with our eating that we won't eat a watermelon with seeds.
Yes, and unfortunately for the farmer, they leave those types of melons or fruit back on the ground or in those trees, and that equates to 10 to 20% of your crop. And so farmers have got to equate financially and work out their returns based on leaving crop back on the land.
I have seen them in the fields around Bundaberg. Whenever we put one on our Facebook page, people are always like, oh, it's a waste of food and things like that. Do they go back into the soil and help the soil or anything like that?
There is an element of organic matter going back into the soil, but unfortunately, watermelons is 98% water. And so they dehydrate and decompose, and the evapotranspiration into the atmosphere is the moisture loss. So you're really not getting a lot of organic material returning back into the ground from a melon point of view. It's just a sheer financial loss.
And we do hear people, you know, always are saying things like, can't they go out west and things like that? But that's just too expensive to sort of pick them and send them out to those sort of areas.
It is too expensive because all farming is about logistics, and one of our biggest costs is freight. And to shift those melons and freight them out west, it wouldn't be financially viable.
So talk to us a little bit about the journey here. We've got quite a few people out in the fields picking the watermelons. So from start to finish, what happens when they walk out into a field to when it ends up on someone's plate?
So the watermelon pickers go out and pick virtually every daylight hour that we have. They're looking for the blush of the melon, so like a slight yellowing or a sunburn on top, which is, it tells you that the internal colour is nice and red and ready to go. And they give it a little love tap so that they know that the melon is solid and full inside. They use a knife and they cut off the stem. They put it onto a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt then carries it. We do a quality assurance check, clean them, and then place them into a bin gently. We bring them back to the shed, and every bin's weighed on a weighbridge. They're stacked, ready for dispatch. Trucks come in throughout the day and night, load, and then they're off to market. And we're selling to Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne. When you send to Sydney, that's two nights sleep. When you send to Melbourne, that's three nights sleep. So you think about picking today and it's going to be in Melbourne, that's 3 days' time. And that's the logistics of the markets and knowing that your produce has got to last that journey.
How many watermelons are going through this packing shed a day at the moment?
We're doing 100 tonne a day, and watermelons is in demand. When it's hot, people like melon. And it's a great time of year. We're coming out of winter. Great to take to the beach. It satisfies children's bodies and fills them up. And it's a great product.